Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. This lesson is going to be on chapter 15, which is dealing with 1st and 2nd Chronicles. And upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, identify to whom these books were written, state the purpose for each book, write the key verses of the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles from memory, and state the life and ministry principles found in 1st and 2nd Chronicles. So, for the introduction for 1st Chronicles, the author is unknown. It's possibly Ezra, and it's written to Israel. And the purpose was that it was a record of the religious history of Judah. The key verse is found in chapter 29, verse 11. And the life and ministry principle are that when God is exalted, his people are blessed. The main characters are King David and Solomon. And so now let's get into the outline. In the outline, it starts off with the genealogies from David to Adam, and that starts in chapter 1 and goes through chapter 9. And then points A, we have Adam to Jacob, again chapter 1 starting in verse 1, and then from Jacob to David, which is chapter 2, verse 2 through 9. And then point number 2, we have the history of King David, and that starts in chapter 10 starting in verse 1. And then we have point number A, the death of King Saul, and that's chapter 10 starting at verse 1. And then we have the capture of Zion and David's heroes, chapter 11, verse 1. David's prosperous reign, chapter 13, starting at verse 1. And then we have David's religious accomplishments, and that's chapter 22, starting at verse 2 through 29 and 30. And then we have 2 Chronicles. The author also is possibly Ezra, and it's dealing with Israel again. And the purpose is it's a record of the religious history of Judah, and the key verse is found in chapter 7, verse 14. So the life and ministry principle are that God's blessings come through humbling ourselves and seeking him. The main characters are King Solomon and his successors from Rehoboam to Zedekiah. And again, see the chart of the kings, which will be in your further study section. So let's get to the outline. The outline are, starting off, the history of King Solomon in chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Point A, Solomon's wealth and wisdom, chapter 1. Solomon's building and dedication of the temple starts in chapter 2. Solomon's various activities, chapter 8. And then Solomon's death, chapter 9. Point number 2, we have the history of the kings of Judah, starting at chapter 10, verse 1. And point A, we have the kings from Rehoboam to Zedekiah, and that's chapter 10, verse 1 through 36, verse 22. And point B, we have the edict of Cyrus from chapter 36, verse 22 to 23. And that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test, and then join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.